This is Chaitanya Bhagavat, Antilila, Chapter 5, Antikanda. And we were hearing how all the great devotees came to Jagannath Puri, Nilachala, to join with Lord Chaitanya in his pastimes there, his Nilachala Lila. And we heard all the qualities, how the different devotees were Bhakti Rasamai and Parama Vival Krishna Ras. They're all absorbed in different degrees of love. Pradyumna Mishra, Paramananda Puri, Kashi Mishra. And then we're hearing about the, now Chaitanya Vrindavanas Thakur wants to describe the glories of Nityananda, who also came to Puri to be with the Lord. So he's describing his characteristics. Sadaija Pena Naam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Svapne Onahika Nityananda Mukhayanya. We left off of that verse, and even in his dreams, he would speak nothing else but Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And we made the point that previously, of course now they're both there, Haridasa Thakur is there in Puri, and so is Nityananda, and previously they were preaching together, or rather they would also preach together afterwards, because there's some pastime later about that. But they were associating, and when they were preaching together, then they were, Haridasa and Nityananda were going house to house. So we can imagine they were both chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Because when Haridasa Thakur left his body, he was chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, looking at Lord Chaitanya and the Siddhabakul, looking at the Lord's face and then chanting. So apparently this was their favorite mantra. Although, of course, he chanted three likes of Mahamantra also, Haridasa. The private meeting of Nittai and Gaura. Lord Chaitanya took Nittai to a private place in Nilachala, and they had some rahasya vad, some very secret talks. And what did they talk about? Prabhu Bali Shuna Nityananda Mahamati Satvare Cha Lala Tumi Navadvipa Prati. Listen, oh Mahamati, magnanimous Nityananda, go quickly to Navadvip. Pratigya kariya achi ami nija muke murka nicha daridra pasava prema suke. 224. I have personally promised to inundate the fools, the fallen, and the poor in the happiness of ecstatic love. Now this is his pratigya. Gauranga's pratigya, his promise is that the foolish, the murkas, the nichas, the Nicha Jatis, the low-born, the Daridra, the poor. He wants to, Basava means to immerse them, inundate them, Basya, and happiness of Prema. Tumi o takila jari muni dharma kari apana udhama bhava savapari hari tave morka Nicha Jata patita samsar bhalade ki arake vakaribe udhar. Nittai, if you simply remain silent like a muni doing mon brata, and you renounce your magnanimous nature, then tell me, who will deliver the fools and wretched souls who have fallen into material life? Because now that Nittai was in Puri, in Jagannath Puri in Nilachala Dham, he was simply absorbed in Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nam Kirtan. Nam Kirtan and behaving in an intoxicated way, not much functioning in the external world. He was always intoxicated. Parananda rasa unamata. Parananda rasa unamata. He was unmad, totally mad, and relishing in the topmost ecstatic bliss of Sevananda in relation to Gauranga and Ramchandra and Krishna. So he was kind of oblivious to the world and dysfunctional as far as the external world. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu was trying to snap him out of that and said, listen, you're absorbed in your own atmabhav, in your own internal ecstasies, but I'm here and I'm about to enter my Gambhira Leela with Alita Meshaka, Ramananda Roy, and Sura Damodar. And if you stay here and I stay here, then what about the Patita Pavan Avatar Gauranga Natai, Mahaprabhu Nityananda? They're supposed to be so Patita. And so many songs are there. Natai Gunamani Amar, Natai Gunamani. And if you just stay here absorbed in Nam Sankirtan, the bliss of Rasa Mellows. So he's saying, listen, You're magnanimous. And I'm here and you're here. Who's going to deliver all these fools? Bhakti rasa dhatta tumi samvarile tabe avatara wa ki nimitte kalile. Nitai, you are the distributor of the mellows of devotional service, bhakti rasa dhatta. If you hide them, samvarile, then what is the use of your incarnation in this world? Etekeya maravakya jadi satya chau tabi avilambe tumi goda deshe chau. Now, Nitai, if you wish to fulfill my promise, then you should go immediately to Godadesh without delay. So he's ordering them to go preach. Stop your bhajan. Start doing pravachan, prachar. Morkanicha patita dukita jata jan bhakti diya karagya savare mochan. Nitai, go to Bengal, go to Navadvip, go to Bengal. Deliver the foolish, wretched, fallen, and distressed persons by giving them bhakti. Bhakti diya. So this is the good news Gauranga gave to Nitai. And let's, I wonder, how did he receive the order? Did he say, oh Gurudev, I want to stay in Vrindavan and do bhajan. I don't want to go out, distribute books in Delhi during a Christmas marathon. Did he accept? He's an avadut. He's free. He's swatantra. Did he accept the request and order of the Lord, or did he reject it, or did he plead for some revision? Agyapai Nityananda Chandra Tatakshane Chalilena Ghoradeshe Lai Nijagane. Having received Gauranga's order, Nitai Chand immediately left for Ghoradesh, Bengal, with his associates. No hesitation. And who did he take with him? Ramadasa Garadhara Dasa Mahashai Raghunatha Vaidya Oja Bhakti Rasamai Krishnadasa Pandita Parameshwari Das Purandara Panditera Parama Ulas Nityananda Sarupera Jata Aptagan Nityananda Sange Sabe Karila Gaman. Nityananda Sarup was accompanied by his intimate associates, who are Gadadhar Das, Ram Das, Raghunath Vaidya, who is filled with the mellows of devotional service, Krishnadas Pandit, Parameshwari Das, and the most jubilant Purandara Pandit. So he had quite a power-packed entourage, no doubt about that. He had an Ayurvedic doctor with him, Raghunath Vaidya, and the rest of them were all Brahmins and Pandits. So he's going to tackle the job of preaching with quite an impressive army of associates. Pate chalite nityananda mahashai sarva parishara age kaila prema mai. As they began their journey, Nityananda first bestowed ecstatic love on all of his associates. Well, I guess they say charity begins at home. So the Lord has sent him, has met only with Nityananda and said, listen, he didn't tell Nityananda. Nityananda, Ram Das, and all these, Raghunath Vaidya, Gadadhar Das, he only met alone, Nibritta Nikunja Sangha. Nibritta Sangha, in a very lonely place, only Nitai he met with him. And he conveyed his Manobishtam, Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, Sapitam Yena Bhutale, Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swabhadantikam. He revealed his inner cherished heart's desire that this external purpose of my advent must be fulfilled by someone, although I partially, or rather I did it to some extent, through the length and breadth of India, I spread the teachings of Bhakti Siddhanta and Prema Tattva, Brajaras. But now there's more work to do still. So we delegated Nityananda to take that responsibility. And he said that you should give love. Bhakti Diya, give everyone, immerse everyone in mellows of love of God. So now he's collected these group of associates and friends to return to Navadvip to execute the mission of the Lord. And before they started, the Nityananda, all his parishads, he immersed them in Prema Maya. So they were prepared for the job. Their job was to distribute love of God, Prema. So first they had to get it themselves. Of course they already had it, Nitya parishads. But Nityananda, he gave it to them. He started his Udar mission by, okay, we're traveling together, okay, all of you have Prema, now let's go. Now we have a unified team of Prema Bhaktas to distribute the Prema. Sabara Haila Atma Vismriti Atyanta Karadehe Katabhav Nahitara Anta. As a result, they completely forgot themselves. There was no end to the ecstatic symptoms that manifest in their bodies. Bhava nahi tara anta. Bhava nahi anta. Atma vismriti atyanta. They completely forgot themselves. So Nityananda was an avadut. And now he's immersed. He was an avadut because he's a prema avadut, a Krishna premi avadut. So now he's immersed all of his associates in Krishna prema. And as he has forgotten the world and become completely lost in the inner ecstasies of relishing ras in relation to the Lord, now he's given the same experience to all his associates. So now they forgot themselves. And then they forgot themselves that I'm so-and-so pandit, and I'm so-and-so grihastha, this, that, the other thing. And pratame Vaishnav agra ganya ramdas Tana Dehi Hai Lena Gopala Prakash. So now the author of Vrindavan Das Thakur, first he makes the statement that Nityananda intoxicated everyone with his prema, and in that intoxicated condition they forgot their normal identities and lost connection with their external upadis and designations. And now one by one he's going to explain how each one of them became unhinged and started absorbing themselves in their antarbhav, and their antarbhav, and their inner bhav. Because, of course, these are nitya parishads of Lord Gauranga Nittai, but these are the same parishads or nitya parishads of Radha and Krishna, and Krishna and Balaram. So they're dual personalities. So they're one by one as devotees are manifesting their internal identities. So Vaishnav Ramdas, he manifested Gopal Prakash, because he's one of the Dwadasi Gopals of Balaram, who's appeared in Gaur Leela. Now he's a Pandit Brahman and he's assisting the Lord in his preaching. Madhyapate Ramadasa Tripanga Haya Achila Praharatina Bhaya Pasariya. Somewhere along the way, as they were walking, this very great Pandit Brahman Ramdas totally forgot the external world. And for 9 hours, he stood in Tripanga Rupam. For 9 hours, he stood in the threefold bending form. Why 9 hours? Why not 6, 4, 3, 2, 1? Because Krishna leaves Nandagana in the morning around 9 and comes back about 6 in the evening. So the cowherding pastimes in Sakiras last for about 9 hours every day, roughly. And you see in Govinda Leelamrita, when Mother Yashoda, she's pining with Krishna, she's saying, why do you have to go out and take care of the cows? I can't bear the 9 hours separation. Exactly, the soul. I can't bear that 9 hours separation while you're in the pasturing grounds. Why don't you just go home and come back after 1 hour? So why was it 9 hours? Why did Ramdas stand in threefold? First he entered Gopal Bhav as a Gopa, Gopa Bhav. And when you enter a Bhav, then you enter a Leela. Bhava Vesh, Leela Vesh. Bhavavesh Lila Pravesh. Because when one is in Bhav, then he can enter the Lila. So he'll enter the Lila. He's in Aprakat Bhav, so he'll enter Aprakat Lila. His body externally is a Vaishnav Brahman, Bengali Brahman. But his Antar Bhav, his Nitya Bhav is I am a coward boy, Gopa, Rajagop, Guo. So now I'm in that Bhav, so that Bhav is taking me into the Lila, Lila Pravesh. So now I'm fully identifying with that Lila, Gopa Abhiman. So now I'm standing threefold bending form. There's a coward boy, because he's, coward boys stand like that, Krishna stands like that, they stand like that. He's remembering Krishna, he's remembering Balaram. So he's lost. Now he's lost. Now one by one, the different associates, seven associates traveling with the Lord. Ramdas, Gadadhar Das, Raghunath, Krishnadas, Parameshwar, and Purandara. Six. The six associates, the preaching team, the entourage of Nittai, returning to Bengal in the order of Gauranga, one by one they're exhibiting their Antara Bhav and Lila Pravesh. And Vrindavan Das Thakur is so beautifully explaining the dual identities of these great souls. And as above, so below, we also have dual identities, the devotee and the demon. Outside we try to be a devotee, but inside we're a demon. Sura Sura Sambandha. No, Sura Sura Milan. Sura Sura Milan, the meeting of the demon and the devotee. we meet all the time. We meet regularly. Sometimes I meet Mr. Diablo, who's my alter ego. And sometimes I meet Mr. Saint, who's my aspired for self. So in this way, we all have dual identities. And that's this sadhaka plane of conditioned life, bhadajiva. When we become nitya siddha, and then we will have dual identities also, as Kishore Brahmins and Gaur Lila, Gaur Balaks, and then Krishna Lila as Kishori Manjari Gopis. So we'll also have dual identities, and we'll associate with Gauranga and Gaurangi in the appropriate place. But now it's Gadadhar Das's turn to fall apart and give up his external identity as a great pundit. Gadadhar Das is considered the Jyoti of Radharani. Gadadhar Pandit is the very Rupam and Sarupam of Radharani's heart. And the Jyoti, I believe, is Gadadhar Das, represents her Kanti, the Kanti of Radha. The Kanti in Bhav, which Gauranga absorbed, or adopted, Krishna adopted and became Gauranga. Radha Kanti and Radha Bhav. So the Radha Bhav is Mahabhav. And the Radha Kanti is that Gaurangi, that Gauranga color, that effulgence. So Gadadhar Das is the personification of Radharani's Kanti. And Gadadhar Pandit is the personification of Radharani's Mahabhav. And obviously your Kanti also. So Gadadhar became, it says, Haila Radhika Bhav Gadadhar Das Dadi Ki Kinnibe Bale Atta Atta Hase. He became absorbed in the mood of Radhika, Radhika Bhav. He started laughing loudly, Atta 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 Hase. Who will buy yogurt? Who will buy yogurt? Dadike Kinibe. Dadike. So he's lost. Absorbed in the mood of a gopi. He was laughing loudly and saying this. Raghunatha Vaidya Upadhyayat Mahamati Hailena Murtamati Jehena Revati. The most magnanimous Raghunath Vaidya Upadhyaya became fully absorbed in the mood of Revati. So he was, that's why he was named Raghunath. Revati. Revati means Balaram's wife, I believe, isn't it?
Yes.
So he was, I guess, Balaram's wife became this coward boy. You can draw that idea. Revati became Raghunath Vaidya. Although Because some are coward boys and some are apparently even in a different bhav. Krishna dasa parameshwari dasa duijan gopal bhave hai hai kari anakshan. Krishna Das and Parameshwari Das would always raise a loud uproar in a mood of coward boys. Boys are always making so much noise. The Gopal Bhav mentioned here refers to the mood found in the Dwadasit Gopals, the 12 coward boys of Braj. So it's not, in other words, that's being, we're talking about Gopal Bhav, it doesn't mean the Bhav of Krishna, it's not a hungra, it's not a hungra opasana, worshipping oneself as God. They're servants of the Lord, servants of Krishna and Balaram. And they're the Dwadasa Gopal. So they're in the Bhav. Gopal Bhav means Gopa Bhav. They're in the Bhav or mood or sentiments of protectors of the cows. Purandara Pandit Gachite Gya Chare Munire Angara Bhali Lamfa Diapare. Purandara Pandit started climbing trees, then he would jump from it, declaring, I am Angada. He Matanitinanda Sri Anantadham. Sabareti lena bhava paramahudham. This way Nityananda, the origin of Ananta, aroused the devotee's transcendental sentiments. Sabareti lena bhava paramahudham. Sri Ananta dham. Sri Ananta dham bhava paramahudham. There's some point here we can draw because this Chaitanya Bhagavat is tattva, is Leela, and of course it's Leela interwoven with Tattva Siddhanta. Relevant teachings. According to time and place. Of course, there's no tika on this verse that I see. Because many verses have no tika, but this every single word has volumes and volumes of meaning. And this Veda Vyas, who has given such a valuable and necessary scripture for the benefit of the humankind, he appeared again 500 years ago as Vrindavan Das Thakur to give an equally, or even in some ways, more beneficial and helpful scripture for the mankind to attain perfection in spiritual life. So here he's pointing out to us the nature of the compassionate mood of Nityananda. What shape does his compassion take? And what is the effect of his compassion? What can he do for us? And what does he do? He has, as we see here, his association, his wish, and his charitable disposition to help those around him. He's helping those around him. Those that are around him in this particular Leela are six different individuals who are Nitya Parishads. But he's going on a preaching mission. And that means he's going to help all those around him. He's going to go door to door, marketplace to marketplace. Wherever there's conditioned souls, he will help them and express his compassion in such a way that those conditioned souls will awaken. They will become enlightened. Uto, uto. And they will realize who they are. And realize what is their true eternal identity. He will awaken in them by his chanting, by his preaching, by his drishti, darshan, his glance, his drishti kripapat, the very merciful glance he will bestow upon them. He will actually awaken their innate and eternal nature, svabhav, which is jivara srupaya krishna nityadahas. That they and everyone and all of us are eternal servants of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Being a das, we are all das, servants of servant category, prakriti, dependent, supportive, enjoyed. Then we will have, a das, we will have some mood or some sentiment. As servants have a bhav, and friends have a bhav, and parents have a bhav, and children have a bhav, and lovers have a bhav, and husbands have a bhav, and wives have a bhav. Their sentiments, the position and movements of their heart and mind in relation to one another, depending on their identities. So here it's saying, very nice verse, we find that Sri Anantadham, the Nityananda, who one of his expansions, Balaram expands in five expansions, and one of them is Ananta Shesh, who is Sri Ananta, because his Shakti is also there. Sri Anantadham, he is an abode of, he's the origin of Ananta, Sri Anantadham. But he is an abode also. Dham means abode or refuge, abode, place, shelter of Sri Ananta, of unlimited opulence and unlimited sweetness. And that is the mercy of Nityananda. The Nityananda, when one attains Nityananda's mercy, then he can attain Radha and Krishna. Nittai bhine bhai Radha Krishna payati nai. Narottam Das Thakur sings in one song, Nittai bhine bhai Radha Krishna payati nai. Without this sweet compassion of Nityananda, one can never attain Radha and Krishna. So that means that jivas who have eternal relationship with Krishna and Radha, or say, let's say Krishna, beginning, Jivara Surupaya Krishna Nityadas, if they want to unfold and uncover and realize and perceive their Nitya Bhav, their eternal specific loving sentiments and relationship with Sri Krishna, then they're dependent on the mercy of Nityananda. So here it says that he aroused the devotee's transcendental sentiments. Savari Dilena Bhava Parama Udham. So Udham means to raise up their Parama Bhav, their transcendental sentiments. So we have misplaced love, Prabhupada explains in Nectar of Instruction, a Nectar Devotion. We are loving the wrong person and directing our love towards the wrong goal and objective. The sentiments we have as living entities. So Nityananda's role in the conditioned soul's life is to awaken his true sentiments, his Parama Bhav, his transcendental sentiments and feelings, by inducing and encouraging the conditioned souls to chant the holy name. He opened the Nam Hat. He opened the marketplace of the holy name to induce people to chant the holy name and thereby create the Sukriti, purity, and inclination to serve Krishna. So this is the beginning. Captivate people with sound vibration. The deer becomes captivated by the vibration of the flute, and he runs out of the forest and gives up his cover, undercover hideout in the trees and foliage. A hunter catches him. So the transcendental sound vibration of Nam Sankirtan, it brings the soul out of its covers. So Nityananda, this is his effect. I mean, everyone who, we have transcendental sentiments stored in our hearts. Staihirati. Staihirati means that we all have Parama Bhav. We have transcendental eternal feelings in our hearts. And they're there forever until Nityananda's mercy comes in the form of Nam Sankirtan and Vaishnav Sarasanga. These are all the limbs of the mercy of Lord Nityananda, like Prabhupada was described as being Nityananda Shakti. In the purport in Adi Lila, Prabhupada says, the spiritual master, the pracharak, the preacher, those angels of compassion that spread the word of God throughout the world, whom it's an offense to, or it's an offense to ridicule or speak badly about them, they are... What to say? They are representatives of Nityananda or Radharani. So Nityananda, that's what happens. People meet devotees, they say, oh, chant Hare Krishna. They very much emphasize chanting Hare Krishna in this age. Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalavanasteva, oftentimes we meet people and we say, oh, you, how are you doing? Oh, I'm preaching, I preached. Actually, I preached this and that one. Did you get them to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra? No, I didn't tell them. Did you tell them about the Hare Krishna Mantra? No, I didn't tell them. Then what have you done? This is the only thing that has any value. This is the only thing that will help them. It's so powerful just to speak the holy name in someone's ears. They just hear the holy name from advanced devotee or a faithful devotee. Conditioned souls get so much sukriti just by that hearing. More, you preach for half an hour, it won't create so much sukriti in the heart as if you speak the holy name in their ears in 1 minute. Because, you know, 1,000 names of Ram equals 1 name of Krishna. So all your words of philosophy, how is that? That's Prem Nam, that's Shabda, but it's secondary Shabda, not primary. It's not Prem-filled Shabda, Rasa-filled Shabda. It's philosophy, it's tattva, it's logic, it's reason, knowledge, analogy, etc. Say, sir, will you please, Rose ye mantra japo, or apko Krishna Prem Sukh Shanti Milegi. Every day if you chant this mantra, then you'll attain Krishna Prema, and you'll become happy. First you'll get Krishna Prema. First comes Krishna Prema. And all your crap goes out. And once all your crap goes out, kamam ridrogam achirena apinoti achirena dira. It's told in Bhagavatam. First comes param bhakti labhyate. First comes the prema bhakti in the heart from hearing the holy name, reading rasa shastras like Bhagavad Leela, Vrindavan Leela. Then all the kam, ridrogam kamam, the heart disease of lust gets driven out, beat out. And so first comes the prema. So first, Krishna prema, sukh shanti milegi. First you get Krishna prema, and then you get sukh and shanti, you get happiness and peace. We don't tell them, oh, you chant Hare Krishna and be happy. No, we don't say. Chant Hare Krishna and become miserable. We have a mantra card we printed. One side says chant Hare Krishna and be happy, and the other side says chant Hare Krishna and be miserable. And then the guy gets the card, oh, it's nice. Oh, you said be happy, but the other side you said be miserable. This is life, man. Day and night, opposites, heads and tails. Sometimes you'll be miserable when you chant. Sometimes you'll be happy. Just chant. So they're all excited here, realizing their internal identity. And tomorrow we'll hear how they're continuing along the path. They're leaving Jagannath Puri on the order of Garanga and going to going to Mayapur, but they're all totally absorbed in the ecstasies of love, and we'll find out how they went along the path, and that premonmata state, absorbed and affected by the intoxication of prema, love of God, how did they progress along the road on the way to Bengal? Did they stumble off the path? Did they get lost on the way? Did they get confused? Or they didn't know it was day or night? How? Because it's difficult to drive when you're intoxicated. If you drink too much, it's difficult to drive your car. So they've drunken too much mercy from Nityananda, and they become totally unmad and prema. So now they may have some effect, and we'll have to find out what that effect is tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai.